page 158. And when Sir Tristram came up to his pavilions, he found Sir Dinadan in his bed asleep. "Awake," said Tristram. "You ought to be ashamed so to sleep when knights have ado in the field." Then Sir Dinadan arose lightly and said, "Sir, what will you that I shall do?" "Make you ready," said Sir Tristram, "to ride with me into the field." So when Sir Dinadan was armed, he looked upon Sir Tristram's held and on his shield, and when he saw so many strokes upon his helm and upon his shield, he said, "In good time was I thus asleep, for had I been with you, I must needs for shame there have followed you, more for shame than any other prowess that is in me, that I see well now by those strokes that I should have been truly beaten as I was yesterday." "Leave your japes," said Sir Tristram, "and come off, that we were in the field again." "What," said Sir Dinadan, "is your heart up? Yesterday you fared as though you had dreamed." So then Sir Tristram was arrayed in black harness. "O Jesu," said Dinadan, "what aileth you this day? Meseemeth ye be wilder than you were yesterday." Then smiled Sir Tristram and said to Dinadan, "Await well upon me. If you see me overmatched, look that you be ever behind me, and I shall make you ready way by God's grace." So Sir Tristram and Sir Dinadan took their horses. All this espied Sir Palamedes, both their going and their coming, and so did La Beale Isoud, for she knew Sir Tristram above all other. Chapter 76. How Sir Palamedes changed his shield and armor for to hurt Sir Tristram, and how Sir Launcelot did to Sir Tristram. Then when Sir Palamedes saw that Sir Tristram was disguised, then he thought to do him a shame. So Sir Palamedes rode to a knight that was sore wounded, that sat under a fair well from the field. Page 159. "Sir Knight," said Sir Palamedes, "I pray you to lend me your armor and your shield, for mine is over well known in this field, and that hath done me great damage, and you shall have mine armor and my shield that is as sure as yours." "I will well," said the knight, "that you have mine armor and my shield, if they may do you any avail." So Sir Palamedes armed him hastily in that knight's armor and his shield that shone as crystal or silver, and so he came riding into the field. And then there was neither Sir Tristram nor none of King Arthur's party that knew Sir Palamedes. And right so as Sir Palamedes was come into the field, Sir Tristram smote down three knights, even in the sight of Sir Palamedes. And then Sir Palamedes rode against Sir Tristram, and either met other with great spears that they brassed to their hands, and then they dashed together with swords eagerly. Then Sir Tristram had marvel what knight he was that did battle so knightly with him. Then was Sir Tristram wroth, for he felt him passing strong, so that he deemed he might not have ado with the remnant of the knights because of the strength of Sir Palamedes. So they lashed together and gave many sad strokes together, and many knights marveled what knight he might be that so encountered with the black knight Sir Tristram. Full well knew La Beale Isoud that there was Sir Palamedes that fought with Sir Tristram, for she espied all in her window where that she stood, as Sir Palamedes changed his harness with the wounded knight. And then she began to weep so heartily for the despite of Sir Palamedes that there she swooned. Then came in Sir Launcelot with the knights of Orkney, and when the other party had espied Sir Launcelot, they cried, "Return, return, here cometh Sir Launcelot du Lake." So there came knights and said, "Sir Launcelot, you must needs fight with yonder knight in the black harness," that was Sir Tristram, "for he hath almost overcome that good knight that fighteth with him with the silver shield," that was Sir Palamedes. Page 160. Then Sir Launcelot rode betwixt Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes, and Sir Launcelot said to Palamedes, "Sir Knight, let me have the battle, for you have need to be reposed." Sir Palamedes knew Sir Launcelot well, and so did Sir Tristram, but because Sir Launcelot was far hardier knight than himself, Therefore he was glad, and suffered Sir Launcelot to fight with Sir Tristram. For well wist he that Sir Launcelot knew not Sir Tristram, and there he hoped that Sir Launcelot should beat or shame Sir Tristram, whereof Sir Palamedes was full fain. And so Sir Launcelot gave Sir Tristram many sad strokes, but Sir Launcelot knew not Sir Tristram, but Sir Tristram knew well Sir Launcelot. And thus they fought long together, that La Beale Isoud was well nigh out of her mind for sorrow. Then Sir Dinadan told Sir Gareth how that knight in the black harness was Sir Tristram, and this is Launcelot that fighted with him, that must needs have the better of him, for Sir Tristram hath had too much travail this day. Then let us smite him down, said Sir Gareth. So it is better that we do, said Sir Dinadan, than Sir Tristram be shamed, for yonder hovereth the strong knight with the silver shield, to fall upon Sir Tristram if need be. Then forthwithal Gareth rashed upon Sir Launcelot, and gave him a great stroke upon his helm so hard that he was astonied. Then came Sir Dinadan with a spear, and he smote Sir Launcelot with such a buffet that horse and all fell to the earth. O Jesu, said Tristram to Sir Gareth and Sir Dinadan, fie for shame, why did ye smite down so good a knight as he is, and namely when I had ado with him? Now you do yourself great shame, and him no disworship, for I held him reasonable hot, though ye had not holpen me. Page 161. Then came Sir Palamedes, that was disguised, and smote down Sir Dinadan from his horse. Then Sir Launcelot, because Sir Dinadan had smitten him aforehand, then Sir Launcelot assailed Sir Dinadan, passing sore, and Sir Dinadan defended him mightily. But well understood Sir Tristram that Sir Dinadan might not endure Sir Launcelot, wherefore Sir Tristram was sorry. Then came Sir Palamedes fresh upon Sir Tristram, and when Sir Tristram saw him come, he thought to deliver him at once, because that he would help Sir Dinadan, because he stood in great peril with Sir Launcelot. Then Sir Tristram hurled into Sir Palamedes, and gave him a great buffet, and then Sir Tristram gat Sir Palamedes, and pulled him down underneath him. And so fell Sir Tristram with him, and Sir Tristram leapt up lightly, and left Sir Palamedes, and went betwixt Sir Launcelot and Dinadan, and then they began to do battle together. Right so Sir Dinadan gat Sir Tristram's horse, and said on high that Sir Launcelot might hear it, My lord Sir Tristram, take your horse. And when Sir Launcelot heard him name Sir Tristram, O Jesu, said Launcelot, what have I done? I am dishonored. Ah, my lord Sir Tristram, said Launcelot, why were you disguised? You have put yourself in great peril this day, but I pray you, noble knight, to pardon me, for an had I known you, we had not done this battle. Sir, said Sir Tristram, this is not the first kindness you showed me. So they were both horsed again. Then all the people on one side gave Sir Launcelot the honor and the degree, and on the other side all the people gave to the noble knight Sir Tristram the honor and the degree. But Launcelot said nay thereto, For I am not worthy to have this honor, for I will report me unto all knights that Sir Tristram hath been longer in the field than I, and he hath smitten down many more knights this day than I have done. And therefore I will give Sir Tristram my voice and my name, and so I pray all my lords and fellows to do so. Page 162. Then there was the whole voice of dukes and earls, barons and knights, that Sir Tristram this day is proved the best knight. Chapter 77. How Sir Tristram departed with La Beale Isoud, and how Palamedes followed and excused him. Then they blew unto lodging, and Queen Isoud was led unto her pavilions. But wit you well that she was wroth out of measure with Sir Palamedes, for she saw all his treason from the beginning to the ending. And all this while neither Sir Tristram, neither Sir Gareth nor Dinadan knew not of the treason of Sir Palamedes. But afterward you shall hear that there befell the greatest debate betwixt Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes that might be. So when the tournament was done, Sir Tristram, Gareth, and Dinadan rode with La Beale Isoud to these pavilions. And ever Sir Palamedes rode with them in their company, disguised as he was. But when Sir Tristram had espied him, that he was the same knight with the shield of silver that held him so hot that day. Sir Knight, said Sir Tristram, wit ye well, here is none that hath need of your fellowship, and therefore I pray you depart from us. Sir Palamedes answered again, as though he had not known Sir Tristram, wit ye well, Sir Knight, from this fellowship will I never depart, for one of the best knights of the world commanded me to be in this company, and till he discharge me of my service I will not be discharged. By that Sir Tristram knew that it was Sir Palamedes. Ah, Sir Palamedes, said the noble knight Sir Tristram, are you such a knight? You have been named wrong, for you have long been called a gentle knight, and as this day you have showed me great ungentleness, for you had almost brought me unto my death.